I'm stuck in this traffic jam earlier on, and it's taking ages to get a few yards along the road. And people are getting annoyed, and people are getting teasy, and they're all thinking about how they want to get where they need to go. After about an hour in the traffic jam, we turn around, and the police tell us to go another way, so everybody hares off in another direction. And you can sense the anger and you can sense the frustration. And we end up on a country lane, and the country lane gets jammed. And then we all get herded into a field to wait for the cars to go past, and so they can sort out the mess on these back country roads. And everybody's angry, and everybody's teasy, and everybody is just annoyed. Of course, the field is lovely. And I'm sitting there in the field enjoying the sunlight and thinking about the different ways we can view a situation. You see, to me, I was in a hurry, but when I couldn't get from A to B, then I enjoyed where I was. For the people that couldn't see it differently, they were getting frustrated, they were getting upset because they were being delayed. And the truth of the matter was, the hold-up was because of a fatality. The person that caused the hold-up won't be going from A to B. I just wonder if that makes people think, makes them think about their anger, makes them think about the way they responded to their temporary delay in their journey. I don't know.